I saw the twin pillars again. This time they were covered in black, shiny scales, like scabs. The presidential figure was gone. Standing in his place, completing the great circuit, was Marilyn Monroe. She was enormous, and she was wearing all 12 of her Andy Warhol faces, each with different combinations of bright primary colors. She grinned and began shaking the two pillars so that their scabs started to fall off. She said, "So when I saw Bush in Japan puking after he fell on the floor, and everyone rushes over to pick him up to his feet, I just say, leave him there. Leave him there. No one is picking up my friend who's been puking his guts out for over a year." Then she pulled away from the pillars, breaking the circuit. I screamed. The pillars sagged, robbed of their power. I wanted to do something, but I couldn't. The shiny black scabs were falling off, and I had to dodge them. Marilyn winked, then turned toward the towers. Her terrible, breathless voice seemed to come from everywhere. "Last night I dreamt that a huge skyscraper crashed, collapsed. It was filled with artists and art from all continents, from all cultures all over the world. Then the building came tumbling down, and that skyscraper was you." The wheel began to generate a great wind that lifted Marilyn's skirt. As she pushed it back, she turned to look at me. Her huge blue eyes were made of steel, and they bored into me as she said, "That skyscraper was you, Daddy." She turned back to the pillars and began to blow kisses at them. Red lipstick marks flew from her fingers to land on the side of the sagging, scabby pillars. With each kiss, the pillars shook. They shimmied and swayed under the rain of her kisses. I tried to stop her. I tried to grab onto the hem of her giant skirt, but I was much too small. Then they came a-tumbling down, and I fell farther than I thought was possible. I landed on the wheel, which burned me as I turned upon it. Marilyn leaned down, and I could see her 6 multicolored Warhol breasts, each excreting primary colored milk.
"Happy birthday, Mr. President," she hissed, and covered my mouth with her terrible kisses.